Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, watch the greenbacks tumble. Yep. They are tumbling right now. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for joining us in class today. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
I am really, really well. And, you know, I was thinking this morning about some of the things that I've got a list of things that I wanted to talk about, and I know you do too. And I thought, if it's all right with you, we would teach something that absolutely, positively, I don't believe has ever been taught on radio. And it relates to why we're in, one of the reasons, one of the chief reasons why we're in such a mess in here in the United States. And is that okay with you if we talk about that maybe for the first segment?
Oh, of course. Hey, I do have one thing I need to tell you. My phone has been really glitchy again, and I have to be outside in order for it to work. I'm sorry, but it's noisier, and you guys might hear some chickens crowing in the background or car noise, and I apologize for that. But if I go inside, then I'm just going to break up about 50% of the time because I have a metal house. And some days it's good, and other days you got to hold your jaw just right. And if a flock of birds come over, you can't hardly hear nothing. So anyway, okay. Go right ahead, and I will fill in the best I can. And again, I apologize for the extra noise.
Well, no apology needed. And one of the things that we're going to talk about or tie together is part of what you're talking about. And so there's I used to work for three very large banks. And one of the banks hired a bunch of used executives from the General Electric Corporation. What I mean by used is they used to work for GE. So they didn't start with the bank and grow up with the bank corporate culture. They started with General Electric, and then the bank hired them in. And so they brought with them the General Electric management style. So who is General Electric? Well, Thomas Alva Edison formed a company. He was a great inventor, and actually he worked with Nikola Tesla. And there are a lot of great inventions that his company produced. And so this is in like the late 1800s when he got going. And so in about 1911 or so, General Electric and actually it was before then. It was 1892. There was a merger of the General Electric Company of Schenectady and Thomas Alva Edison's company. And so General Electric made some really great appliances. So those who are my age, you know, about 70, know about the General Electric irons, washing machines, dryers, refrigerators, chest freezers, lots of great products. And they had a corporate culture that adopted Six Sigma, S-I-X, Sigma, which really meant that they would make sure that all the components that went into the final product were really good. How good? Well, 99.9997% of them did what they were supposed to do. So the final product was pretty good. And when you bought one, you know, you didn't say, geez, it doesn't work. Because they were very careful in the manufacturing process, all along the process. So that's Six Sigma. Well, the General Electric management style, I don't know if they hired some accountants from General Electric, I'm sorry, from, I don't know if the bank hired accountants or what from General Electric, but General Electric had a management style where they would have an annual performance appraisal. And you would meet with the boss once a year, and you'd talk about how well you did. And the boss would get together with the other bosses, and they would look at all these performance appraisals, and they would rank them. And the bottom 10%, the ones who, you know, did the worst, they'd fire them. So every year, as a rule, 10% of the employees would get fired because they were the bottom 10%. Now, that was their management style. Now, let's talk about break-even analysis. And I'm going to tie all this together. So one of the things that is not taught, as far as I know, in the public training camp is break-even analysis. And I believe that Kyle uses a form of break-even analysis in a lot of the things that he does. And I certainly do as well. So I'm going to give you an example of a wood stove. So we heat our house here, our farmhouse, and our domestic hot water with a wood stove. It looks like a storage shed outside. It has a chimney, stainless steel chimney, and a big fire door. And you put wood in it, and it heats hot water, about 400 gallons of hot water or so. And that hot water circulates underground through some plumbing, PEX plumbing, which can take 180-degree temperatures. It comes into the house, and it is pumped through a heat exchanger. Now, that heat exchanger will take the heat from the wood, I'm sorry, the heat from the water, and pump air through the heat exchanger, the fins, and produce heat that blows to the ductwork. Okay. That being the case, the system includes a wood stove, it includes outdoor plumbing, a chimney, concrete pad for the wood stove itself, which weighs a couple thousand pounds, circulator pump, the inside heat exchanger, and the thermostat. So the whole cost, if we did this ourselves, installed it ourselves, would be about $6,000. So going into this decision, should we or should we not do it, we use what's called break-even analysis. So we did our own trenching, our own concrete work, and our own installation. So those labor costs, we said, are zero. Okay, so we took fallen down trees and limbs, and we cut them up with a chainsaw that we already owned. We had a tractor that we already owned, and we had a trailer to pull the wood in from the woods. So all we had to do was buy the wood stove and the accessories to install it. Now, our existing heat system, before that, we still have it, is a heat pump with a propane backup. Now, the propane backup is built in. So with a heat pump is not good below 25 degrees Fahrenheit outside temperature, because what you're doing is you're pulling the heat out of the air outside and you're pumping the heat inside. So if it's 25 degrees Fahrenheit outside, that's below freezing. It's not a lot of heat in the air. So the heat pump has to work really hard. So it's really not practical to use a heat pump below 25 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's why we have a propane backup. Okay, so the existing heating system would typically use about 4 months of electricity for the heat pump. And we'll say that the electricity to run the heating system would be $250 a month for 4 months. So $250 a month times 4 months is $1,000 a year for heat, for the heat pump. Now, for the days when it's below 25 degrees, we would use the propane, and we would use roughly 2 months worth at 500 gallons a month. I'm sorry, 2 months at 250 gallons a month, or 500 gallons, at $2 a gallon. So that's another $1,000. So the bottom line is it would cost us typically $2,000 a year to heat our house with electricity and propane. So if the heat, the heating system, the wood stove that we wanted to put in, cost $6,000, and our annual heating cost for, with doing nothing, just leaving the propane and the heat pump in, would be $2,000. You would say $6,000 divided by $2,000 is 3, or 3 years break even. So after the third year, assuming nothing broke, that outdoor wood furnace would cost us nothing. And typically they last 25 years. But they do require replacements of the circulated pumps that pump the hot water. And so far in, oh, like the 10 or 11 years that we've had ours, I've replaced 4 of them. So at $100 each. So roughly $30 a year for the cost of the circulator pumps. So if I were to buy wood rather than drag it out of the woods, if I were to buy it at the, you know, the guys who sell wood, I can buy a year's worth for $120. Pick it up with our trailer, bring it home. Then you, so you say $120 for the wood and $30 a year for the circulator pump. That's $150 a year. Compared to our previous cost of $2,000 a year for electricity and propane. What I'm saying is that is the long run approach to doing things. You look at how long will it take to break even. And you can do that with, well, we get this new appliance and it uses less electricity. What is the break-even point? How many years will it take to pay for this new freezer or refrigerator, etc.? Okay. So back to the General Electric management style. So during my first performance appraisal at the bank with the General Electric management, the boss said to me, "So Vinny, what have you done for the company during the last 12 months? What have you done? Because we're trying to figure out if we should keep you or not." That part he didn't say, but that's what he meant. So if I were to say, now remember this is a bank, but if I were to use the example of that heating system, if I were to say that I installed a wood heating system and the break-even point would be 3 years or 2 years from now, I would be penalized on my performance review compared to all the other managers at the bank who looked at things in the short run. So General Electric used the logic of short-term thinking. What have you done for us right now, today, and through the year? Period. I don't want to hear about the wood stove that's going to start paying for itself in 3 years, which would be 2 years from now. So if you apply that logic to a guy who's on the internet who says, you know, why would you buy a $35,000 tractor when you only use it twice a year? What you should do, according to him, is rent one for $500 a day or $1,000 a year. So what is a better deal for you? $1,000 a year for that tractor or $35,000 plus all the maintenance that goes with it to own one? And that's what he would say and did say. But his logic is flawed. Just like the General Electric management logic is flawed. And I'll tell you why when we come back, and then Kyle can weigh in with his comments about this management style and versus mine and Kyle's.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us, and we'll get Kyle's reaction to this in just a couple of minutes. So, the guy who said, that's a famous guy. He's all over the internet. He's a farmer. And people really respect him. And his point is, why buy a $35,000 tractor when you can rent one for, let's say, $500 a year? I'm sorry, $500 a day, and you only use it twice a year. So two times 500 is $1,000 a year. But the logic is flawed, and I'll tell you why. I'll just grab one tractor we have. I use it many times a week, not just twice a year. Many times a week. I can ted hay with it, I can rake hay with it, I can use the front end loader, I can fix the driveway. I use it to reach things like maybe fix the roof, put Mrs. Finelli in the bucket and have her fix the roof. There's a lot of things that we can do with this tractor rather than just use it twice a year. Okay. The other thing is I don't buy new tractors, and I've never spent $35,000 on a tractor. Tractors, I think the most I've ever spent was $17,000. And that's a huge John Deere tractor. And if I wanted to sell it, I've had it for like 20 years or more. If I wanted to sell it, I could sell it for more than I paid for it. And that's true of all of our tractors. Every one of them I could sell for more than I paid for it. So what I'm saying is, if you're in a seminar and someone says to you, hey, you only use a tractor twice a year, first of all, that's nonsense. Second of all, they forget the part where you can sell the tractor later. And if you buy a good one with a brand name like International Harvester or Case or John Deere, I'm not talking about a Chinese one. I'm talking about an American brand. You can sell them for more than you pay for it if you buy it right in the first place. Okay. So the logic is flawed there. Now, the company that I was talking about, the bank, what happened to them? Well, they applied this General Electric management style, and within a year of my performance appraisal, they were shut down. That whole division was shut down. And then 5 years later, the main corporate parent was gone. Now, this was a bank that was well over 100 years old. It wasn't some Johnny-come-lately. It was subject to this General Electric bizarre management style, which is nothing more than thinking for the short run and forget the long run. And let me just give you one more example of what that would be like. Maybe two. So you could say, you know, I need a vacuum cleaner, a canister vacuum cleaner to clean my house. And they're $300. But I can hire someone who has one for $15 an hour. Pay them for an hour and send them home. And heck, I don't have to buy the bags. I don't have to do the work. $15, I can have my house cleaned rather than spend the $300 for that vacuum cleaner. Well, in 1960, my mom and I went to Sears Roebuck and Company, and she wanted to buy a vacuum cleaner. And she bought one, a Kenmore vacuum cleaner. It was $119.99. And we still have it. That is 60 years later. Still have it. And it still works. And we still can get bags for it. So what I'm saying is, there's flawed logic, so you have to be careful when you hear people tell you things and they use numbers. They can lie with the numbers, and I just gave you some examples of how they do it. So the break-even analysis is something that we use here on the farm all the time, with pretty much everything we buy. Want to buy a new tool? Okay, how much is the tool? $100, okay. What will it do for us? Okay. Can we use it in the business? Okay. And when we use it in the business, will you be able to recover the cost of it? Okay. And how long will that take? Now, I was taught in management school. I went to a school of management at a university. Studied for 6 years, finance and economics. It was called the Blank University School of Management. And I was taught that if the break-even point is less than 48 months, you should do it. But that was the old thinking, and that's how I think now. That's the old way of doing it. Now it's what can you do for me right now, right now? So if you apply that, you'd never buy a car. If you apply the short-term thinking, you would never buy a car. You would call some guy on a cell phone and say, listen, I need a ride over there because I'm not going to spend, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 for a car. I'm going to just pay this guy $20 to get me there. I'm only going to do it once a week, so it's no big deal. It's not a lot of money. Kyle, any comments?
Well, I've got some, but I can hear the music. I'll come back when I come back. I'll give it to you. That's all right.
Yeah, you know, I thought I could do it in about a segment, and I couldn't. But so, I've never heard this discussed on the radio. Have you?
Nope.
Nope. That's what makes us different, class. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has sounded the alarm bells over the nation's borrowing limit that could spark a global economic crisis if Congress fails to take action. Yellen's warning delivered to congressional leaders on Wednesday said that the country could default on its debt as soon as next month. Democrats would need 10 Republican votes to raise the debt ceiling if Republicans filibuster the measure. Taliban fighters used whips and sticks against a group of women protesting the non-inclusive government in Kabul Wednesday. That was following the announcement of the all-male-only interim government. The fighters also beat a number of journalists covering the demonstration, according to witnesses on social media. The government issued a decree Wednesday banning all protests without prior Taliban government approval. Roughly a quarter million people in Louisiana are still without power. FEMA has set up field offices throughout Louisiana. Call for help, 800-621-3362. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Flash movie star Logan Williams' official cause of death has been released by Canada's British Columbia Coroner's Service. Over a year after the 16-year-old died in April of 2020, according to the coroner's report posted Wednesday, the late star died from an overdose of fentanyl and was classified as accidental. The Intercept Online publication through the Freedom of Information Act has obtained 900-plus documents indicating Dr. Fauci has been deceitful to the American people about COVID-19. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul and Fauci on May 11th.
The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function research.
I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying naturally things that are not correct.
New York Times science journalist Nicholas Wade says Fauci was dead wrong and gain-of-function was taking place at the Wuhan lab.
Yes, it certainly does. They were taking viruses related to the SARS family of viruses, and they were sticking into them the spike protein genes from other viruses, and they were getting them to infect humanized mice, as it's called, and showing that the new viruses they had created were more potent than the viruses they came from. That is the standing definition of gain-of-function.
Documents show gain-of-function research was being paid for with American tax dollars. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So in 1889, Drexel Morgan and Company, which was founded by J.P. Morgan and Anthony Drexel, financed Edison's research and helped merge Edison's company into the General Electric Edison Company, or Edison General Electric, known as General Electric today. So, the short-run thinking, I think I showed you how it makes no sense. Kyle, your comments, please.
Well, you know, Vince, like you said, it's got to do with your core, I want to think of the best way to put this. It's got to do with your core thought process. And you could apply that same thought process to the way that Americans anymore invest. I mean, you hear people talking all the time about how much, you know, how to invest your money. And then you watch your stock market, and as soon as it comes up, you know, 20%, you dump it. You know, because then you're, you know, regardless, and you take your loss, you take your winnings, you know, and then you go buy another stock and let it go up 20% or 10%, and then you figure out what your amount that you're going to take for profit is. Instead of having a thought process that says, you know, if I was that bank, okay, how can we take these people that have been loyal to our company, the bottom 10%, how can we make them a lot better employees? Or are they doing things for the company that will benefit us in 5 or 7 years or 3 years or whatever down the road? Instead of this, like you said, the short-term thinking, and you can apply this to preparedness, folks, like Vince is talking about his wood stove. So the question is, if you're thinking in terms of in preparedness, if you're thinking in terms of what, how can I get something that works really good right now? Okay, I can go out and then I've got the money and I'm going to go buy a brand new washer and dryer. It's all digital. It works great. It doesn't use as much water. The front load washer doesn't use as much water. And okay, so I'm prepared. Well, you are. That's extremely short-term thinking rather than doing some research and figuring out that China makes all the chips. The circuit board that controls everything will cost you almost as much if you have to replace it as the entire washer. And you might not even be able to get parts. So is the convenience of washing these clothes in this brand new washer for a short term worth the possibility or the difference between using something like an older Maytag that you can get parts for that has a metal transmission in it and the circuitry that's in it is the old analog design that clicks and moves with a mechanical device that you can still get. Well, that's the long-term thinking about the way to do that. And we do it with everything. I mean, I buy things like you're talking about the tractor. It's flawed because, like you said, you use it all the time. And any farmer that's worth his salt at all would not have a tractor on the farmstead. You know, he's just not going to do that. Personally, I don't even see it then, actually. I was sitting here thinking to myself about any exception to that rule, but there isn't an exception to that rule because you can't count on with the supply chain the way things are right now, you can't count on anybody having a tractor for you to rent. And if a whole bunch of farmers did that, the demand for the tractors to show up and be there, you probably are on a waiting list. Well, if there's rain coming next week and you got to get that hay down or you got to get the wheat in and thrashed and loaded and gone before next week, you're going to be up that fabulous stream without a paddle. Your comments, Vince?
Yeah, we have some farmer friends. They're seniors in terms of age. And they've decided that, you know, it's at their age, doing hay is brutal. You know, the cutting it, the tedding it, the raking it, the baling it, the moving the bales. It's dusty, dirty, heavy, sweaty work. And so some of the farmers in our area have decided that they would have other people do the hay for them. And it's always the same thing every single year. You know what? Geez, I'm 2 weeks late. The hay, the grass is dying, and I'm still waiting for them to show up. I'm still waiting for that guy to show up. So it's like that with the tractor, you know, just as Kyle said. Do you want to get in your own car and drive there, wherever there is? Or do you want to get on your cell phone and call somebody and hope that they show up? Do you want that interview that, you know, you've got your interview at 3 o'clock for that job, and there's only 3 jobs in the entire world, and you've got an interview for one of them? And so you want to call that Uber guy and or Lyft, and maybe they'll show up, and maybe you'll be on time. And what if you're late? And the guy interviewing you says, shoot, your interview was at 3 o'clock. What does that say about you? You're like 45 minutes late. Well, yeah, I was waiting for the guy, the Lyft guy. So does that mean that every day that you'd come here, maybe you'd be 45 minutes late, maybe you'd be on time? What does that mean? So the bottom line about what we do here is we want to make sure that we have what we need before we need it. It's as simple as opening your refrigerator and saying, shoot, there's nothing to eat. Now, how often does that happen? Oh, many times a day in most people's houses. Now, why is that? Is that they flat out don't have enough money to buy anything and put it in the refrigerator? Or is it because they haven't planned for the time when they were going to open the refrigerator tomorrow and said to themselves, well, we ought to get it today because we're going to open the refrigerator tomorrow and we're going to look for something to eat tomorrow, so we ought to get it today. Really what it is, it's a lack of planning. It's a lack of attention to detail. And it's thinking about now rather than thinking about the long run. Let me give you one more quick example. This might make sense. So in the mid-80s, like 1985, I was tasked to build a system with a team because the employees didn't want to show up on Fridays or Mondays. These are the people who answered the phone. You call the bank and you say, hey, what's my balance? What's the minimum payment? What are those fees that I think I might have caused? So the people that would answer the phones, the young people, would like to take Fridays off. So they made 3-day weekends for themselves because they weren't paid a lot of money. So they figured, what the heck? We'll just take Friday off. Well, that was our highest call volume day. So the management said, y'all knock it off. You have to show up on Fridays or we don't need you. So they started taking Mondays off, which was our second highest call volume day. So it caused the problem, and the boss came to me and said, we got to fix this. And I said, so I guess this means you don't want to just hire more people? Is that what you're saying? And he said, yeah, we got to fix it with a computer. So I was tasked to make this happen. So ultimately, we got 8 computers, programmed them, and had them read the screens that the people would read electronically. So we took 8 computers, Unix-based computers, with 8 telephone ports each that would connect to 8 terminal ports on the mainframe. So we'd have 64, 8 times 8, 8 computers with 8 ports each, 64 ports, and it would answer simultaneously 64 calls, which would replace almost everybody in the entire department. But it cost about $100,000 to do it. So at the interview or the performance appraisal time, so Vinny, what'd you do? Well, you built a system. Okay. How's it working? Well, it took 6 months to build it. We got it up and running. So it's been running for 6 months. It's working great. So how much money is it saving? Well, the break-even point is like next year. Oh. So you're saying you spent $100,000 and you haven't saved us any money? Is that what you're saying, Vinny? Well, sort of. See, that's this flawed logic. Now, if you look around, you can't call hardly any big company without talking to one of those automated response units, which I pioneered with a team of other people. We were one of the first in the world. But the boss is thinking, boy, you haven't saved us any money. But it's such a good idea that every major corporation uses them by the dozens. So what I'm saying, what Kyle's saying, is you have to look at things in terms of the long run as well as the short run. Okay. So when you buy tires, I mean, you can say, well, these are cheap. These are only $100 a piece. But you can get ones that last twice as long for $130. So for 30% more, you get twice the life. Does that make sense? To me, it does. But to most people, I don't think it does. I think most people say, just give me the $100 ones. So if you want to know why we're in this mess we're in, that's it. And Kyle talked about a washing machine. I bought one. I was picking up lumber at a big box store, and they had a bunch of used appliances. Well, lined up, $25 a piece. Refrigerators, washers, dryers, stoves. And I said to the guy, so how's that working? He said, $25, just pick one or pick them all. I said, do they work? He said, they're all a pig in a poke. No guarantees. So there was a Whirlpool. It looked brand new. Agitator washer. You know, with all the, you know, the dial for which cycle you want, the dial for the amount of water, you know, etc. It looked perfect. I couldn't imagine how this thing could not be. $25, really? So we bought it, put it in the truck, and it's a computer controlled. It looks the same, but Whirlpool, the accountants, they let them loose. Somehow they let the accountants loose. They changed the transmission. It doesn't have the cast iron transmission. It doesn't have the heavy duty, you know, half horsepower motor. It doesn't have the mechanical timer. It doesn't have any of that stuff. It's all electronic. And I've been working on this for a couple of days trying to figure it out. Well, I think it needs a control board. It's $303.44. It's exactly what Kyle's talking about. And why did the person get rid of it? Well, what happens is this big box store, it also sells lumber, will sell you appliances, and they go to your house and they'll deliver your, you know, your new washer, and then the person will say, well, hold it. Take out the old one. So they take out the old one. Now this big box store goes, oh, what are we going to do with the old one? So they dump them for $25 a piece rather than send them to the landfill. So people like me buy them, and we think we can fix them. But the problem is, I don't know if I can. I'm probably going to have to diagnose this down to the resistor and capacitor and integrated circuit level. Or I'm just going to sell the parts on eBay. Kyle and I will be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle, you had some comments. I was talking about that Whirlpool improved washing machine that is so problematic. It's literally plagued with problems, and the internet is saying that this is awful. They took a perfectly great design with a transmission that's been in use for, I don't know, 40 years, maybe 50 years, and a drive system is just absolutely magnificent. The parts were $2-3. A water pump for it was $12. The water pump for the new one's $135. It's ridiculous what Whirlpool has done. So Whirlpool, class, if you've heard me talk about Whirlpool, I'm not talking about the new Whirlpool. I'm talking about the old Whirlpool. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, Vince, this ties into what I've been thinking about, what we were talking about on, you know, this program today. And this ties into it really well. Folks, my preparedness tip, if you will, for what's coming is to take stock of what you've got right now that falls into Vince's newer Whirlpool washer genre, if you will, or category. And I'm talking about cars. I'm talking about chainsaws. I'm talking about motorcycles. And reevaluate where that particular unit is going to be, what it's going to be worth if the electronics or any part of it fails and the parts are so expensive or not available. Change it out right away. I'll give you an example of something that I just done. I had a really, really nice 1983 XL600R Honda motorcycle, and it looked like it rolled off the showroom floor, but it was, and when I was younger, I could handle it. I had multiple 500 Yamahas and different things, and Hondas, and bigger ones even than this, but I'm older now, and that is not going to, when I got on that motorcycle, if it tipped at all, it was so heavy that I couldn't hold it. And what I want it for is to be able to go on little back roads and, you know, logging trails and things like along that line. And this is just too big of a bike. And so even though it was in good shape, I had to reevaluate where I am right now, and I sold it. And I'm going to be looking for something much smaller, 175 to 250, possibly as high as a 350, but more than likely 175 to 250 range, something that will do meet the need that I have right now. So that, and that's what I mean by reevaluating. You can reevaluate cars. I'll give you another example real quick. A half-ton pickup is good for hauling things back and forth, and if you've got a farm, it's really good to have a half-ton pickup. But if you have a small place that you can, that you drive a, where you use one truck, and you have that truck to be able to haul wood, or you needed to pull a trailer or something along that line, you better start looking for something along the lines of a three-quarter ton truck. Because even though a half-ton truck and an older one's better, the older you get, the better. If you get pre-1996, they have a very rudimentary computer in them. And they're bulletproof. I've only, in all the years I've been around, I've only had to replace one of them. So, but a three-quarter ton truck will not get much worse gas mileage by and large with the same type of engines. Many of them came with the same engines, as the half tons, but you can haul more weight. The running gear is way heavier duty. And you can, right now you can sell all of these newer trucks and try to get something older that will last you longer and the running gear be heavier duty for what's coming than while you still can, I guess, is the best way to put that. Your comments, Vince?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And you mentioned, I believe, 175 cc's to 250. So I had a motorcycle. It was a Honda Silverwing, which was half of a gold wing, so it was just a two-cylinder, 550 cc's, and it was exactly what you're talking about. So I'm not a big guy, you know, 135 pounds, 138 maybe, 5'7", and when that thing would lean over, I couldn't get it back up. I'd have to get home. So I sold it. You know, I bought it and sold it immediately. It was, I don't know, maybe $500. And I sold it for a little bit more than I paid for it. So what do I have? I have a 200cc Honda Twin Star two-cylinder, which fits exactly in that range that you're talking about, the 175 to 250cc's. Why? Oh, it'll get like 60 miles to the gallon. It's pleasant to ride, and I can pick it up. So, you know, we've never talked about this before, but we came to the same conclusion, and here we are. Kyle and I will be right back. I want to talk a little bit about a vehicle that we towed in because it wouldn't run and what the problem was. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be absolutely shocked, class. A simple part, shut the vehicle down.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.